In the gospel for today, on Saturday of Luke, we have a middle, a second of the three gospel readings. It's an account of the 70 that Jesus has sent out, and they returned from their little apostolic mission. They came back and they said, and in the verse before our reading started, that they rejoiced because the spirits were subject to them in Christ's name. They reported to Jesus that they were rejoicing because the spirits are subject to us in your name. And it's in that context that Jesus is really quite stern with them. He says, well, yeah, the spirits are subject to you, but don't rejoice in this. Nevertheless, he says, don't rejoice in this. That's the wrong focus. You got your mindset on the wrong thing. Rejoice that your names are written in heaven. And the sense is that it's very easy to be mistaken and deceived about what we do, or sort of be drawn into it in such a way that it becomes about us, even though we use the phrase, in your name. St. Cyril of Alexandria draws attention to this, the temptation of vain glory when we work in the church and serve Christ in our lives and even our workplace, wherever it might be. We try to live a Christian life, communicate with others the joy of this life, invite others to church, help and minister to others who are in need. There comes a great danger. Jesus warned of this at the end of the Sermon on the Mount. He said, and many will come to me on that day, the judgment day, and say, didn't we do all these great things in your name? We perform miracles and cast out demons in your name. Very same phrase, in your name. And he'll say, depart from me, you who do lawless deeds, I never knew you. These people were doing great and wonderful things, just like the 70 who went out were doing these great and wonderful things. But it somehow became all about, it's easy for it to become all about us. And that's Jesus' warning, that even, or we might even say especially in the context of ministry, there's the danger to be drawn in really to the life of a Pharisee, to make it all about us. That's also why Jesus warned us earlier in the Sermon on the Mount to do our acts of mercy, our prayer, and our fasting in secret. Because the temptation to be drawn into this sort of self-deception, to think we're doing such great and important and wonderful things for the Lord, in His name, but all of the while we're kind of descending into a self-contained, isolated world of our own imagination where we become the focus of it. It's about us. And so our Lord gives us this kind of a stern warning. Don't rejoice in the things that you see happening or not happening. It's not for us to evaluate even the results and effect of our service ministry in this world. Not to become joyful or discouraged. God causes the growth, not us. Another way that St. Cyril draws our attention to this is it goes back to the beginning of chapter 10 of Luke, where Jesus sends them out, and Jesus is very clear. Luke's description is very clear of what happens. Luke says that Jesus sent them out to go before him to the places that he was going to go. And the point is simply that these 70 were simply there to say, there's going to come a person here tomorrow or next week, and he's the Messiah. The kingdom's going to draw near to you. It's not about us, it's about him. And that's the focus that we need to have in our life. It's not about us, it's about him. And as if to emphasize that even more, Jesus goes on after he warns these 70 in this way, and we're told that Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit, saying, I thank you, Father, that you have revealed these, that you have not revealed these things, you've hidden these things from the wise and prudent, and revealed them to babes. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. Jesus' focus was on the will of his Father and his Father's work in the world. It wasn't about him. It was about the work of the Holy Spirit, about the Father. We even have that in the Gospel, in the third Gospel that we heard before the memorial service that we'll have today, that Jesus doesn't come to do his own will, but the will of the Father, to do whatever the Father asks him to do. He speaks not his own words, but speaks what the Father asks him to do. And so the focus is on, in a sense, our heavenly life. The focus is on what God has for us. And are we among the wise and the prudent, thinking so well of ourselves, living in a kind of self-constructed imaginary shelter, thinking great things about ourselves, but still rejecting the piercing presence of the Holy Spirit? Or are we willing to be like a little babe, humble and unassuming, not so smart and wise about the things of the world, not so caught up with ourselves, and being willing to receive, just as a gracious gift, because we have no particular standing or ability or capacity of our own, but simply to receive as a gift the revelation that God has for each and every one of us. If we're able to do that, that's what we can share with others. And leave it for them to meet Christ who's coming, to meet them. God always gives each and every one of us free will. We don't have to sort of push or force or compel in our communication with other people, simply to offer what it is that God has given to us, to others, and then let him be the one who causes the growth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.